Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, get your merchandise, and help us raise money for the kids at the same time. As you know, you can also find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where there are many great columnists covering the Steelers and a lot of the other NFL teams in the AFC North in particular throughout the season. Get your full coverage there with many great articles, podcasts, prizes, anything you can think of. It's right there on SteelCityUnderground.com. So go to either site, get your information, and get everything you need as we kind of finish up this 2017 regular season and head into the postseason, as the Steelers are the number two overall AFC seed, finishing obviously 13-3 as they defeated the Cleveland Browns this past Sunday with mostly offensive backups on the field. However, mostly starters on the defensive side of the ball. So we'll cover that a little bit as we go throughout the show here and talk a little bit about the postseason. But since we're waiting to see who that opponent will be, it'll be a little bit minimal on the show today. But let's start with that. Steelers get it done, 28-24 against the Browns. And again, mostly backups were playing on the offensive side of the ball. And first and foremost, I think that starts with Landry Jones, the Steelers' famous or infamous, for some reason, backup quarterback. A couple thoughts here from the quarterback spot. One, I actually do wish that Tomlin would have allowed Roethlisberger to play maybe a quarter or even a half at most. The outcome wouldn't have mattered, but just to keep a little bit of rhythm. He actually said on his show this week that he lobbied to play because he didn't really want to have that big of a gap in between playing. And I think that says something. I mean, if he wants to play, I think he should have been allowed to go out there and play. I certainly understand the line of thinking that Tomlin had in terms of not wanting to get Roethlisberger hurt. But we cannot forget that this offense was a bit slow after the bye week in Indianapolis, for one. And traditionally, Roethlisberger is a little slow after not playing for a couple of weeks. So I hope this doesn't come back to bite him. Or if they're rusty, like Roethlisberger said, hopefully it's only for a play or two. Because they're going to be playing a quality opponent in the second round of the playoffs. And that will be one of three opponents, and they're all going to be rematches. It's going to either be the Titans, Chiefs, or Jaguars, and we'll know that next week. Specifically with the Jaguars, they've got a menacing defense. I think Roethlisberger maybe could have used a quarter or a half of reps. Didn't happen. Landry Jones played, and quite frankly, in my opinion, he played really, really well. 23 of 27 for 239 yards, a TD. Yes, he had a pick and a fumble, but he had a 100.5 quarterback rating. 23 out of 27 is a very, very good stat line, people. And I've said this for several years now with Jones. I like him as the backup. Most of you don't agree with me, but I do. I'm not saying he's a starter. I'm not saying he's the future. As I saw an article today in the Post-Gazette that suggested he should be given the chance to be Roethlisberger's replacement. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying he absolutely deserves the backup role. And I don't know what people expect from a backup quarterback. 23 of 27, 239 yards, 100.5 quarterback rating. I don't care if he was playing the Browns. Those were their starters, and the Browns are terrible. They were 0-16. But let's not forget this. Jones did not have the best receiver in the world out there, Antonio Brown. He did not have the best running back in the world out there, Le'Veon Bell. He did not have arguably the best center in the world out there, Marquise Pouncey, or even his backup for that matter, as the third stringer had to play most of the game. So let's not forget that, guys. Yes, Juju's great. Martavis stepped up. You know, Stephen Ridley had a great game, and I was really impressed with that, by the way. But Jones is doing this with a third string center and the best wide receiver and best running back in the world on the bench. You have to give him credit. He got it done. And all I'm saying is, if he has to start a game or two for me during the season, I'm okay with that. Now, I don't want him starting in the playoffs. But, you know, he can start against the Browns and get the W. He showed that. He can start against some of these teams and get the W. And quite frankly, after next season, if Roethlisberger continues to play and Jones's contract will be up, there might be a team or two that go after him to be their starting quarterback. We'll see. I don't think he's a Steelers' future, other than their future at backup, and I'm very, very happy with him there. And people are starting to recognize that he's actually one of the top backups in the league, and I think that's good because he is. He absolutely is. I mentioned him, but Stephen Ridley, really good game, very encouraging. Again, I know that all of this is against the Browns, but when you carry the ball for 17 times for 80 yards, a 4.7 average, I'll take that. And it was nice to see that they had a little bit of firepower in the run game without Le'Veon Bell. I really would have liked to have seen James Conner out there. Obviously, he's done for the year, but this would have been the game that he probably would have had, you know, 20 carries or so had he not been injured a couple of weeks ago. It would have been nice to see him have that kind of a game, and I guess we'll have to wait until next season now, but it was good to see Ridley do that. It was really good to see Ridley do that. Juju, what can I say? 9 catches, 143 yards, a touchdown in the air, and then the 96-yard kickoff return for a touchdown as well. He, to me, is the Steelers rookie of the year, and, you know, nothing against TJ Watt, but I'll take Juju. I think he's a candidate for NFL rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year at the very minimum, and just great season out of him, and hopefully he gets to keep this thing going a little bit longer all the way through the Super Bowl, because he has been a huge addition for the Steelers, especially with the fact that Martavis Bryant, until the last couple of weeks, really hasn't been anything. He stepped up and took that role on, and he's done a tremendous job. And I was very, very pleased with him once again. Now, what I wasn't pleased with was the defense. The fact that DeShone Kizer, who's been relatively terrible throughout the entire season, dropped 314 yards and 2 touchdowns on this team against all starters with the exception of Cam Hayward, that's a problem. And that does scare me for the playoffs, especially assuming the Steelers are going to go and face Tom Brady again. Who the hell's going to stop Gronkowski? We don't know. Who's going to stop Tom Brady getting those passes out there quickly to whoever he wants to, for that matter? I still think that these two teams are going to face off again, and this time it's going to be in New England. And the secondary, the defense overall, quite frankly, scares me, but the secondary is not good, and they've proven that over the last 8 games or so. That was a very big problem exposed when DeShone Kizer drops 314 yards against you. You just can't have that happen. I don't think they're going to have any issues. I don't want to say it like that, but I don't think they'll have much of a problem, hopefully, winning that first game they play at home, whether it's the Titans, Chiefs, or Jags. Roethlisberger mentioned he'd like to see the Jags again just for a little personal redemption. That's probably the team I'd like to see least, quite frankly. I just think their defense is tremendous. I don't trust Blake Bortles, but, you know, Leonard Fournette's pretty solid. Defense is great. No, I don't think Roethlisberger would throw 5 picks. I don't even think he'd throw 2. And I think that Steelers would probably come out of that thing, because I don't think the Jags could beat them twice in Heinz Field in the same season. But I wouldn't want to face them. I'd rather take the chances of facing the Titans a second time or the Chiefs a second time and beating either of those teams a second time this season. I mean, the Steelers manhandled the Titans, and I just don't think they're that good. The Chiefs are okay, but I think the Steelers would get by them, especially in Pittsburgh. So I would take either of those teams over the Jags. Roethlisberger obviously has a personal goal there, although I'm sure at the end of the day he doesn't really care who they face as long as they come out of it with a W. That said, I fully expect New England to be the team the Steelers face. I think that the New England will probably be facing the Chiefs for a second time this season. The Chiefs already went in there and won this year. The Patriots are not going to lose twice at home to the Chiefs, so they're going to host the AFC Championship game. And the Steelers, in my opinion, are going to go to New England. They're going to face their old buddy James Harrison, which I'll cover in a second. But I think they're going to come out of there with a W if they can control the clock. And we'll get there in a few weeks, but they're going to have to control the clock, because this secondary, as seen in this Browns game, they're not good. I like Joe Hayden. I still think Artie Burns has talent. He's not a number one corner right now. I've been saying that for the last month or so. And I just don't know who could possibly cover Gronkowski. Sean Davis clearly can't do it, as we saw a few weeks ago. In time, we'll get there in time. Right now, they've got the week off. They're going to rest up, and then they're going to host a game against one of those three opponents before they even have to worry about New England. But of course, for those of us that don't have to play the game, we could certainly talk about it. Now, I took the week off last week, so I didn't cover this, but the James Harrison scandal, if you will, is still on my mind a little bit. Obviously, having seen Harrison get a couple of sacks and a forced fumble last week makes it resonate a little bit more. It's quite clear, though, a couple of things. One, Harrison maneuvered his way out of town. There's no doubt about that now. It didn't seem like that initially, but that's exactly what happened. And I blame him for that. That's poor. That's absolutely poor. I understand he wasn't happy with the playing time. I don't understand why he wasn't getting the playing time, quite frankly. I think there was opportunity for him to be out there. And I think they kind of blew that, the Steelers. I'm disappointed that he chose the path that he chose to get out of town. I mean, I guess it was already laid out for him by the LeGarrette Blount fiasco a few years ago. When if you just start acting up, become lazy, you know, walking off, leaving the stadium, etc., you're going to get released. Harrison saw that, and you know what? The Steelers did what they did with Blount. That concerns me. The example's already set. Blount went to the Patriots. They win the Super Bowl a couple of times for Blount, as a matter of fact. Now, they're not the same guy, but it's even worse in this case with Harrison to me because he was and is still a Steelers legend. Now, Marquise Pouncey says that he erased his legacy, and I would agree. To some extent, he did. The way he did this, you know, how could you not ride this out on a team that ultimately finished 13-3 and has an amazing opportunity to go to and win the Super Bowl? How can he play this like this? Very disappointed that he would do that. And then to go to the Patriots, there's no question that he's doing that to stick it to the Steelers. And he knows that that's a fantastic opportunity that he has to win one more time. I get that from him in some degrees, I guess. But at the same time, what a low BS thing to do. Was he getting like $50,000+? I mean, this wasn't about money. He doesn't need money. This is about a kind of a screw you Pittsburgh. And I don't care for that. But I will say this. Some of this is on the coaches. Tomlin, I guess, in this case. And Colbert, too, for that matter. If you don't know, he's a GM. What are you releasing him for? Sit his ass, then. If he wants to complain and moan and not, you know, be there at the stadium because he's inactive, fine. Fine. You sit him. But you don't put a guy like that out on the streets when you know that he has some value to somebody that's going to be in the postseason that you very well could play. And guess what? It's New England, your top threat to advance. The team that you haven't been able to get past for several years now. And guess what? There's a good chance the Steelers are going to face James Harrison in the AFC Championship game, and he's going to be motivated, and he very well could make a deciding play that prevents the Steelers from going to the Super Bowl, all because they couldn't wait him out for another month. If he's leaving the stadium and everything else that he was doing after he was being placed on the inactive list, then fine. You know what? Fine. I would rather pay him to rot for the rest of the year than risk him going to the Patriots as he just did. Because you know that you're going to probably have to face him, and you know that that's going to come back and haunt you somehow. Is it worse than him being in that locker room and falling asleep in meetings and, you know, leaving the stadium? Yeah, it is. It is. I would much rather have him doing those things or just suspend him. Just suspend him. Rather than this. And then you cut him at the end of the year, and if he goes, he goes. But you don't do this in the middle of a run like you're having and think that something good will come from it. No, no. And I don't think that they owed Harrison anything in terms of loyalty. They didn't play him, so they owed him his release so he can go get a ring somewhere else. Hell no. You're trying to get a ring. What are you doing? So that's maybe one of the biggest disappointments of the entire season. And you know what? It's not over. We'll see what happens. And I hope that Harrison does not become the player that prevents the Steelers from advancing, because that would just be a sickening full circle there. We'll see in a couple of weeks if we get there. In the meantime, the Steelers have the week off, and then they're going to play a football game at home at 1 o'clock on the 14th. And they're going to be ready. And, you know, I wrote this earlier this week, but they're going to be ready. They've overcome a lot of adversity, so there's no reason to think they can't overcome this Harrison thing. It's going to be a little bit more of a challenge, but, you know, between Le'Veon Bell holding out, the national anthem fiasco, injuries to Brown, and, of course, Shazier, probably the worst thing they've had to deal with, Martavis Bryant demanding a trade and calling out Juju and all of that, they've overcome it all. So they'll be ready in a couple of weeks. Hopefully they won't be rusty, but they're going to be ready to win mentally. They're definitely going to be ready to win. What they're going to need to do, no matter who they play, they're going to need to start with Le'Veon Bell. This is now cold, frigid weather. Let's start running the football. Roethlisberger will make the plays he needs to make. But that defense is going to have to pressure whoever they play at quarterback, force some turnovers, and that secondary in particular is going to have to step up, and the tackling is going to need to improve. They can't have guys like DeShone Kizer dropping 300 yards on them. That means Blake Bortles can do it. Blake Bortles didn't have to do anything the first time they beat these guys in Pittsburgh. Make him have to beat you this next time if you play him, and that's who I think they're going to play. But we'll get there next week. In the meantime, it was good coming back. It's been a little while, so I'm glad I could bring the show back after a 13-3 regular season, another Steelers win against the Browns with Landry Jones. All positive things. They should be rested up. Antonio Brown should be back. And next week, we'll know exactly who they're playing, and we'll dissect that game much deeper. We'll catch you then.